a surprise for a Utah man today, as his father was honored 7 decades after his death in combat during World War II.
Joseph Sills was a 23-year-old radio operator and a gunner on a B-24. The plane he was in was shot down 2 days after D-Day as it returned from a raid in France. His son, Jerry Sills, was born months later.
I just really wish I could see him just walking around when, I mean, anything. He's just, well, for years, you sort of put it out of your mind. And now I'm getting, well, I'm past my 30s. And you get to wondering, you know, like, what would he be like as a father and when he would be my age?
But until recently, Sills knew very little about his father's death or even where he was buried. But his daughter, Monique Hamilton, did some research and learned a lot more.
And it hit right in the midsection, and there was an explosion at just about right where my grandfather would have been sitting as a radio gunner.
Now, Sills' body was eventually moved to the U.S. cemetery at Ardennes.
There's a family that adopted the grave of my grandfather, and they're on the third generation that they're teaching to take care of the grave of my grandfather. They send me pictures of them putting flowers on the grave on holidays. And so they send those to us so that we can know. And the last one was on Easter, and they sent pictures of them with their grandchildren putting flowers on the grave.
And today the family was presented with a flag and medals in Sills' honor, including the Purple Heart. It's a very meaningful connection for his family.
You know, I learned about what the pilot thought of him and how he was well-liked, and I think he must have been a lot like my dad. You know, he was smart, he was funny, he was well-liked, he was honorable, and he's a hero. And so I imagine that he would have grown old to be a man who had a light spirit and a warm heart. And so that's kind of how I picture him.
Jerry Sills didn't know about today's honors, and he says he was astounded by the experience.